Can you remember those feelings? What is that? That is the unity of God. That is the divine within you that is reaching out to the divine within the world around you, within other people, right? What is love? What is sexuality? When sexuality is beautiful, we can misuse sexuality. Oh, yes, we can. Yes, we do. We turn sexuality into something dirty and disgusting because we abuse others and we hurt them and we use sexuality to hurt them. Look at what's just happened. Look at what's just happened in North Carolina with this terrible rape that's been going on there in North Carolina at Duke University. Yes, we use sex in terrible ways. But when sexuality is healthy, when it is beautiful, when it is done out of love, and when a man and a woman or two men or two women unite in the love of a beautiful, healthy sexuality, what is that but the unity of God? Have you ever felt an experience when you were with someone you loved very much and you had a sexual experience, and afterwards, did you ever feel sad afterwards? Like, upset, kind of depressed? That sorrow, it's the sorrow of having just touched the face of God and yet had to pull back. It's a longing. It's a desire. A healthy desire when it is used for healthy purposes. The same sorrow that tinges the beauty of the ocean or the beauty of the sea. And that is the unity of God that is within us. You have been divided everywhere, and yet you are not divided. I think that we're going to hold off on our discussion of the Gospel of Philip until next week, since this has gone on so long. But let me just close with a few more thoughts on that, and then we'll talk a little bit about what we'll cover next week. And let me read you one last passage from the three steles of Seth, and this one is from the second stele of Seth. Great is the first eternal realm, the male virgin Seth, the first glory of the invisible Father. You, who are called perfect, okay, he's saying, all of you who pursue Gnosis, and so they say, they call us the perfect. Remember, the Kahars, our beloved predecessors, they referred to themselves as the parfait, the perfect, the perfecti. The perfected ones, the ones who seek perfection. We seek perfection. And by perfection, we don't mean like perfectionism, but we mean being complete in our unity with God. Even in the Christian scriptures, Jesus says, be perfected even as your heavenly Father is perfected. Be one, even as God is one. Be united, even as God is united. So, again, you have this. The race of Seth is the race of the perfect. Not that we're perfect in the sense of being always right, or being always good, or being always smart. No. We're perfect in that we seek unity, perfect unity with the God that is within us, and within all of us, and beyond us, too. We want to reunite in the completion of the Pleroma. That which is above and below the veil, as it were, that blocks the heavenly, so be it, from the earthly one. You who are called perfect first saw that the one who really pre-exists is not. All right, listen to that again, and I'll read the rest of this passage and then talk about it a few moments before we finish. You, Seth, first saw that the one who really pre-exists is not. From that one, and through it, you have come into being first and forever. You who are non-existent from the one, the indivisible triple power. You are the triple power. You are a great one that comes from a pure one, a superior one. You are the first shadow of the holy parent, light from light. Wow, this is an amazing quote because of what it says. It says that the one, God, is both the fullness of existence and the utter absence of existence. God, and here is the central paradox of Gnostic theology when it deals directly with God. God is both absolute essence of being and absolute negation of being. Now, what does that mean? This is something that Basilides, the great Saint Basilides, taught. He said, we must take into account not only the one, the God who is, but also the God who is not, what St. Basilides called the okontaos, the non-being God. Oh, what does that mean? Are we atheists? God doesn't exist. No. It is something about what we mean by being or existence. When we say, I am. I exist. We mean contradictory things. On the one hand, we mean, I am human. I have the pneuma. I have the essence that makes me what I am. But on the other hand, existence in this physical material cosmos is so based on duality and so based on limitation and division and separation that when we say, I am, we are bringing in not only the unity of what we are, but also the dividedness of what we are. When I say, I am Matthew,